Okay, so Hilchos Ribis. So we're going to try to do our best to understand our best to understand then the Ribis. It's complicated, but at least today's is not so complicated. Yeah, so Hilchos Ribis u boy lamed seifim. So that's long. Yeah, and this has to do with, I mean, that's the way the world goes round with Hilchos Ribis. Yeah. You can't, you know, an economy needs to, in order for economy to work, it needs to, you need to have ribis. You're not ribis, I'm saying you have to have loans. Okay, so that's what the Kitzur Shulchan starts off with. Since the nefesh of a person in its nature likes money, which is 100% true, and it's more possible that a person's going to mess up in Hilchos Ribis from other Yisurin of money, because the last two simonim he was talking about, you know, ripping people off, etc. So Ribis is the mo, but Ribis is the one that people could really trip on. Because stealing and ripping people off and similar things, is not a, because people want to make sure people not interested in ripping people off and stealing. And the person who really wants to steal and rip his friend off, and sometimes he stops. He doesn't. What makes him stop from stealing? Either because he's embarrassed or he's afraid. By ribis, the loiva is a very he's very much willing to pay interest. Who's sameach? And he's, and not only that, but the loiva is happy. Because he found a place where he can borrow money from Al Kapon and Beribis, even though at least it's Beribis, but at least he has access to money, which is very important. In order to make money, you have to have money, right? So if he has access to a credit line, even though he's going to pay interest, he's very happy. And the Malva also thinks, he's doing a big favor with the lender, with the borrower, because the person thinks, the lender says, oh, he's going to borrow money and he's going to go make millions. Therefore, it becomes very makel in people's eyes. And then, of course, you have the Yetzirah who's going to convince you to be nichshol in this Isser. That's what a Torah is so strict with it. And there's many lavin. A lender is over on six lavin. If you lend, meaning you lend beribis, right? I mean, most of them are, sound the same. But okay, but it's six lavin. V'lo yakum b'tchias ameisim, and there's going to be no tchias ameisim for him. Shenema b'neshech nosam v'tarbus lokav v'chay le'yichya. He's not going to live. Chay le'yichya, meaning he's not going to live the eternal life, which is in the next world. That's the borrower is over on three. The sofer who's writing the shtar and the witnesses and the co-signer over al kol echad b'lav echad. All of them eat, not eat. They're all over on one lav. And the agent or the broker or somebody who helps one of them could go. Like he tells them where he can go borrow money, or he tells the malva where he can go lend his money. Gamkin over belav echad, you're also over in one lav. It's interesting. My son came over to me yesterday and told me he has a shidduch. He can make a shidduch between somebody, one person and another person, that he can lend them, that they'll lend beribis, and he'll make a nice commission. So initially I said, okay, what's the big deal? If the writer had to risk, he says he doesn't know if they're gonna write it. Okay, still, it's not a problem. Then I remember, one second, you're not allowed to. You are not allowed. I actually had a memory for something, and you're not allowed to even be a broker for this. So it's a no-go. If somebody was nichshol and he took ribis, you have to give it back, except for prepaid ribis, which we're going to get to in Siv Vav. Even if they didn't decide that there's going to be ribis at the time of the loan. He lent him for free. Atman Pliny. He gave him a free loan for a month. Or he sold him schar on credit. Atman Pliny. Or he, for whatever reason, he was chayiv to pay him money. He amazed the Indian Shia, well, for whatever reason, he owed him money. And when it came time to pay up, Paisik means he decided that he should give extra, so that he could give him extended time to pay. Gamzois, he ribis, that's also ribis, but Pashtus is that's not ribis daraisa. Right? But it is possible that this could be a sederaisa too. We'll get to that soon. Even if the loiva gives the ribis on his own, this is a common mistake that people make. There's no agreement. The balva lends money, and then the loiva says, "You know what? You were so nice to me. I'm going to give you a present." Right? So, but there was no tanai. And he doesn't say he's giving it to him for ribis. He just gives him a present. Gam kein asa. That is also asa, which is tough because people, you know, sometimes you have a nice guy. And he bails somebody out and he lends the guy a lot of money for a year, let's say. And then the guy wants to show Hakaras HaToiv for him lending him the money. And it's not allowed. Even if he doesn't say it's for the loan, he's just not allowed to do it. Hey, Afilu Aimrlay Aloiva Bashas Nasinas a ribis, who knows the matona. Even if the loiva, when he pays the ribis, says, "I'm giving you a present," Gam kein osa l'kavimeno, the malva cannot collect it. But if he already took the ribbis from him, but malva oisa tshuva, and then the malva decides to do tshuva, I mean, he took ribbis. And then the malva said, regretted it. So he did tshuva. And he wants to give the money back to the loiva. And the loiva says, no, keep the interest. Mutter, that is mutter. Meaning, he does not have to destroy the money or something like that. Fine. Vav, also lahakdam is a ribis alachar. So you can't prepay ribis and you can't postpay it. Ketzad hayu Reuven writes a little bit from Shimon Mois. Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. Umakdam is shaleach lematana. And like everybody else, you go, you send a nice present to the guy in order for him to get buttered up so that he'll lend you money. Uperish lai b'shvil sheyaveu. And he wrote that in the present, I'm giving this present to you so that you'll lend me money when I want it. Oishaya matana maruba. Or if it's just an insane matana, meaning it's a large amount, the only reason why he's giving such a big present is because he wants him to lend him the money. That's called ribis muktam. That's early ribis. Or somebody who borrowed money and he paid him back, and then later on he sends him a present, because of the money that was just bought by him, because he didn't earn any interest on that money, because he gave it to him for free. That's considered late ribis, meaning, and it is asur. What do you say we're going to? To Vav or to Ches? We're going to Ches, right? Ches.
Ches, yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Let's say somebody lends money for a certain amount of time, and meaning he lent him money for a certain amount of time on condition that the borrower will eventually lend money to the lender at a later date, meaning Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Shimon said to him, I'm lending you the money on the condition that you lend me money later on. So, sach yoisel is man kazeh. So, and he said it's for a more amount of money for the same amount of time. Oy sach kazeh is man aruch yoisel, or the same amount of money. But the length of the loan is longer. Zeh ribis gomor, that is legit ribis. Right, but he didn't even give him anything. He didn't give him it. It's considered ribis right away. Just this that he agrees to the stipulation that he will eventually lend him back money. That's itself ribus. V'mavaloi manasha yavaloi pam acher sach kaze lezman kaze. But let's say Reuven borrows the money from Shimon, and Shimon says to him, I want this loan, the same exact loan from you. Yeshayrim shagam kain also. So then there are those that say that that's also also, but that, but yesham shemutter, the mutter, and there are those that say it's mutter v'yesh l'hachmer, and one should be machmer. Meaning here, it's the same exact loan, it's just being given back. Ach, im lohis nekein, but if they didn't make this tonight, elishu mavaloi beretzaynoi pamacha. But the borrower, he lends him at a different time, and he lends it. Even though he's only lending him because the other guy lent it to him, then you could be mekel. So basically, if Reuben lends money to Shimon, and then a year later Shimon needs to lend money to Reuben, so then even though the reason why he's doing it is because he had lent the money the year before, it's still muta. All right, okay. Ches tzarach amav lizar shalay lahanis min aloyva shalay midaitoy. A malva needs to be careful not to get hana from the loyva shalay midaitoy without him knowing about it. Calls matcha ma'isa biyada as long as the money is in his hand. Even if it's something that he would have done for him, even without the loan. Meaning, you're not allowed to go doing favors that are not known to the lender. Right? Even a regular favor that you would do anyways, having nothing to do with the loan. Since he's being nene, without the borrower's permission, nire shesaymech alav. That's what he's relying on him. He's figuring that because he has money, he's going to be meichel. I mean, since he has his money, he's going to be meichel, which makes it into ribus. But if he's benefiting from it with his das, mutter, meaning with the net, the loiva and the malva are aware that he's doing him a favor, meaning not the loan. He's helping him out. So the mutter b'davar shayya oisaloi afim loy hilveo. It's mutter if he would have done this thing for him even without the loan. Then it's mutter. Without shaloi yeh davar zepar shall par davar zeh shall farhesia. It shouldn't be farhesia, right? Meaning it shouldn't be so public. Oh, you see why this guy is living by him, because he lent him money. So mela, since he lent him money, so the loyva. The leiva allows the mava to live in his house. So that's very obvious. Everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, you know why he's letting him in his house? Because he lent him money, even though he would do it anyways. So basically, this last case is that if he's not aware of the benefit, and you can't go take a guy, the lender, can't go take the borrower's tools, let's say, or borrow, take his car, without permission, assuming that he's going to say yes because he lent him money, right? That's not allowed. The only way it would be allowed is if he knew about it, and meaning both parties know about it, and they don't stipulate that the reason why he's letting him drive the car is because he has the loan. And he also has to have done it regardless of whether there was a loan. Okay, I hope that was understandable. This part wasn't so difficult. All right, everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tavis.